time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
The case, welcome to the Dolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where it's college basketball on a Saturday afternoon here in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Ladies game is going to be the first of our doubleheader today as Benedictine plays host to conference opponent Grandview. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer and engineer in the Camp Radio Sports Studio, handling all the complicated stuff. Tom Counts up here in the gym. We're having all the fun, and certainly there's going to be a lot of that today. It is a big reunion day as it's alumni here at the Nolan this afternoon. So we've got a lot of things going on, a lot of familiar faces that are being welcomed back today. It's always so good to see so many of them. That said, though, the business at hand is basketball, and here in game one, you got two teams tied for the number one spot in the conference, each of them at 9-1. Grandview, 12-6 on the season, 9-1. They're going to be starting Amalia Davidson, a 5'9 senior from Urbandale, Iowa. Out of Jeff City, a sophomore, 5'7, Claire Galbraith. 6'1, red shirt junior, Ellie Knock. She's from Dyke, Iowa. Out of Johnson, it's going to be Anna Gluesling, a 5'6 senior, and rounding it out at 5'9, sophomore Eva Solseth. She is from Altoona. But that said, the ball goes up. Ravens are going to have it. We're underway. Benedictman going to start their typical five. Here's a feed underneath, short, up, and into the Ravens. 8 seconds into the game, we're going to take a 2-0 lead. Nicole Stork with the bucket. For Benedictman, it's going to be, well, it's going to be the five you know. It's going to be Riley Brueggemann and Owen Dieters with Michaela Bauman, Kelly Stork, and Nicole Stork. The Ravens starting five. The drive to the baseline. No one in front, and the jumper is too strong. A little too much on it for Galbraith. And she was undefended. Here comes Dieters. Owen all the way to the rack. It's in. Owen Dieters with two. Benedictine springs to an early 4-0 advantage. Just underway here in the Nolan Gymnasium on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison. Top side with a basketball. It's going to be Grandview and Anna Gosling. Kicked it over to the right. Knock. Top side. Three. Off the mark. No good. Offensive board. It's batted away. Going to be saved by Grandview. The turnaround shot off the window and missing. And a rebound again to Grandview. And we're going to get a Grandview foul on the effort at the rebound. It is going to be on Galbraith. So Claire has her first foul. It'll be the first foul of the game by either team. And we're just over a minute in. 4-0 Benedictine. And early substitution coming into the game for Grandview is going to be Ava Peterson, a 5'9 sophomore from Superior, Wisconsin. BC with the basketball, leading it 4-0. Michaela with it, over to the left side of Brueggemann. She likes to do the three shots and passes it up, right side to Kelly. Here's Riley. It's three. Perfect. Two. They're going to say she had a toe on the line. It will be two for Brueggemann. And it is 6-0 Lady Ravens. With 8.5 to go in the quarter of one. Shot from the left is three, wide right. Rebound tipped out on top. Bauman is going to be run over, and she's going to be putting it in play. Michaela came down with a basketball, and the defender who had just turned and blindly started racing to the other end of the floor ran into her. And it is going to be the first foul of the game for Ellie Knock. Ravens in the home whites with black and red. Grandview in the traveling black uniforms with red and silver. We're at 8:14 to go here in the opening quarter. The feed down to the baseline is going to get away and go out of bounds. I thought maybe Nicole Stork felt like a Grandview player had touched it because she retreated from the ball and did not pursue it as it went out of bounds. And here comes Grandview. There's a big collision, and we're going to get a block. I thought Brueggemann had gotten down there maybe quickly enough to have drawn the offensive player control foul, but she apparently did not. And Coach Folsom is quizzing the official about that. So the bucket is good by Gosling. The free throw is good, and she will complete a three-point play to begin the scoring this afternoon for Grandview. The Raven lead cut in half at 6-3 Benedictine. We're 2 minutes into the game. Brueggemann will have it on the left side, work her way toward the baseline. They'll reverse it back out on top. Kelly gets it to Owen. Dieters, she'll go three. There it is. Owen Dieters. She's got a two, she's got a three, and with 5 points, leads the Benedictine in scoring. And Ravens are up 9-3. 7.5 to go in quarter one. Working around to the right side. Backing into the lane. Dropping a shoulder, going in and up and missing it. Brueggemann coming down with a rebound on the missed shot by Davidson. BC, Dieters down the floor. Owen, in traffic, has it stripped out of her hand, picked up by Kelly. He's going to have it stripped out of her hand, and we will have a foul called. And this is going to be on Davidson. So for Amaya, her first foul, and now she's going to come out of the game, and she's really unhappy about it. Back into the lineup is going to be Ava Solseth. So 7:15 to play in the opening quarter. Benedictine with the basketball, players all over the floor. There's plenty of contact to go around in the early part of this game. And now Dieter is trapped, gets it away to Kelly. The defender jumps on her. The lob is going to go down low. And this is more of a rugby match than a basketball game here in the first 3 minutes. Shot from the top. It's three. It's good. Grandview cuts the Raven lead once again to three. That time on an Anna Gosling three-point shot. Matter of fact, Anna's got all of the team's points. 9-6 Benedictine. We are inside 7 to play in the first quarter. Here's a three. Brueggemann, no. Rebound, Dieters. Kicks it right. Kelly for two. Count them. Kelly Stork's first points of the game, and four of the Benedictine's 35 are on the scoreboard. It is 11-6 Lady Raven. Again, two teams tied at the top. In fact, two teams in a three-way tie at the top in the conference at 9-1. It's Benedictine and Grandview and Mid-America. Going to have a foul call on Nicole Stork. It'll be her first, Lady Ravens' first foul of the game. Kelly will come out of the lineup, and coming into the game, a player who we've been talking about has gotten better and better and is really coming into her own in this season is Kyla Fitzgerald, the 5'10" senior from Australia. She comes into the game, and Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Here comes Dieters. She gets bumped and prodded, gets it into the forecourt nonetheless, goes all the way to the baseline. Shot's going to be rejected, thrown out of bounds. Ravens will have it in play in front of the band down on the south end line. Diana Moser will come in for Benedictine. Brueggemann will do the inbound, gets it to Nicole, back to Brueggemann. She'll back away, goes from 17, knocked it down. 4 points, Ronnie Brueggemann, and it is 13-6 Benedictine as we go inside 6 to play first quarter. We're in the Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas for this women's college basketball game this afternoon. The guys' game coming up yet. It'll be about a 4 o'clock start. Baseline jump shot off the rim 3 times, won't go. Brueggemann coming down to get the rebound, and a defender coming in late tries to rip it away. Jump ball gets called. And more substitutions coming into the lineup for Grandview. That was Ava Peterson, a 5'9 sophomore who came up with that tied-up ball. And now the official's going to stop the game and head over to the scorer's table. 13-6 Lady Ravens at 5:40 to play here in the first. Nice crowd on hand, and I would suspect that as the afternoon wears on, and the number of fans is going to do nothing but increase today. We're still having some conversations between the official and the scorer's table, and now he's going to go out and confer with his fellow officials. The Ravens are out of the floor with, wait a minute, let's see what this is going to be. It's going to be Ravens basketball. I'm not sure not what was happening out there. They just look out there. They got Hattie Gross out there and Nicole Stork for Benedictine. Got Diana Moser. The ball is going to be put in play by Kyla Fitzgerald and brought up the floor by Riley Brueggemann. And now we get into the forecourt and the official stops the game again. And they're going to go. They start to the backcourt and they head to the midcourt. Now the official is going to go to the 28-foot line in the forecourt. And that is enough to have head coach Jasmine Storer for Grandview out on the floor. She's looking for an explanation and probably deserves one. Certainly I would be interested in an explanation, but we are not going to have one. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with a 13-6 lead. And now we're going to turn around and we're going to go the other way. We're going to make them inbound it deep in the backcourt. Now the ball is going to go to Grandview. So the administration of the game pretty shaky here halfway through the opening quarter. You hate to see that when you particularly have a couple of teams this good playing one another. 3-point shot, that thing wasn't very close. And so it's pretty much academic as Grandview puts the ball in play. The 3-point shot was cranked up and thrown pretty badly toward the rim. It bounces off and goes out of bounds where no one could touch it. Benedictine going to end up with a basketball anyway. Here's Moser for two. Off the glass, got it. To Anna Moser, getting her first points of the game, and the Ravens go up 15-6. So BC up 9. 5 minutes to go in the opening half. Opening quarter. It's a ladies' game. Quarter. Guys' games have halves. Right side, Gosling. Shot up and good for three. And here's the thing. If you took off Anna Gosling's shot, there would be no points for the Vikings. Anna has all 9 Grandview points. Benedictine working the basketball very far above the 3-point ring around the left side. And here's a lean in and a bump. And again, the full contact Grandview style of basketball. Leaning in and bumping in for Grandview is going to be Lily Smith. Not very big at 5'6". She's a freshman from Proctor, Minnesota. And as we're inside 5 minutes ago, we're having our timeout. Taking a break, Jones at 4:43 to go in the opening quarter in the ladies' game, where it is Benedictine 15, Grandview 9.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the silent buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
As we come back to play for Grandview out on the court, it'll be Smith, Knock, Gosling, Peterson, and Solseth. For Benedictine, Grosen, Brueggemann, Fitzgerald, Moser, and Stork, Nicole. So midpoint of the opening quarter, Benedictine shooting the ball pretty well. I think you go 7 of 9, 78% from the floor, pretty good shooting. Grandview is 3 of 10 in the early going. Here's the shot, goes up, and the rebound is going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds, but it'll be Grandview basketball. Grandview will go to the bench, and into the lineup, we're going to get a 6'1 freshman, Karen Ottman. She's out of Johnson, Nebraska. You're here on our sister station, the Johnson-Brock games. Well, there you go, Johnson, Nebraska. 4:20 and rolling along. Feed goes across, Grandview on top, the set shot for three, rims out, no good, rebound, Hattie. Gross coming up with a basketball, hands it over to Bergman, and the Ravens will run into the forecourt. She'll weave over to the right side, take it to the extended free throw line right. Now to Moser, looks inside, gets it there to Fitzgerald. On the 4-1 time, the defenders collapse around her. She'll swing it over to the left. Hattie goes three, too strong. Rebound tipped out. Gross is going to come down with it. And again, there is, with Grandview, there is contact, there's grabbing, pushing, a very aggressive, let's call it, style of basketball. 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Ravens will be putting in a play at their offensive baseline. They will bounce it in, and it's going to be out of the reach of Stork. And the Ravens are going to turn it over. So a poor effort on the inbound for Benedictine. And at 3:50 to go, still in the opening quarter, here comes Grandview. And the Gosling will bring it up. Gosling continues to have all the points scored by Grandview so far today. Here's Saul Steph, goes in, baseline, shot deflected, rebound, battle for. And I tell you, again, Grammy doesn't mind going to the floor, beating around or pushing around or shoving. We got a Raven who's down on the floor, slow to get to her feet. They'll feed it across to the right side, and there's going to be the layup. And they're going to want to check maybe on Kelly Stork, who's holding the back of her head as she runs into the forecourt. 3:15 to go. It is now 15-11. Stork will have it right side. Here's a three from the left. There it is. Talking about Kyla Fitzgerald a moment ago, and she comes through on her with her first shot of the game, knocking down a three. 18-11 to Benedictine. We're inside three to go in the opening quarter. On the top, a little bit of a head fake over to the right side is going to be Jeff Gosling, and we have a foul. Owen Dieters will come into the game for Brueggemann. So it will be Gross and Dieters, Fitzgerald, Moser, and Kelly Stork for the Lady Ravens. 2 minutes and 45 and rolling along here in the opening quarter. Grandview with the basketball, trailing by seven. Topside with it. Ottman near travel, goes up with a shot and misses it. Kelly will rebound it down. Here comes Moser. Flies into the forecourt. All the way, she'll go to the baseline, skips it into the middle, and her pass is out of the reach of Fitzgerald. Back up with it will come, Grandview. They'll go all the way to the baseline, cross over from underneath, and the layup is going to be up and good by Solstad. It is her first point of the game, and the Raven lead trimmed to 5 at 18-13. 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Gross with the basketball, skips it over to Fitzgerald, back out on top, Dieters. Ravens working the perimeter. Now, little drive down to the baseline left, just outside the lane, spinning, twisting, turning, can't get a shot away. Pretty good defense inside. Here comes Moser. She'll have the ball stripped out of her hands and no foul called. And the Ravens guilty of a lot of turnovers here in the opening quarter, in spite of having a 5-point lead. Grandview will feed to the top, swings it over to the left side to Solstad. Between the circles, that's Peterson. Over to Smith. Will travel with the basketball. So Grandview will turn it over on a travel by the 5'6 freshman from Minnesota. Into the game for Benedictine. We are going to get Lily Martin. Now for Lily, this is a pretty early entry into the game. We see her play quite a few minutes and quite a few games, but don't know if I've ever seen her in the opening quarter before. Minute 20 to go. Now the pass inside. Two players jump on top of Kelly Stork. She goes to the floor. Ravens are going to rescue it. Lily works her way out on top. The product of Bishop Carroll High School in Wichita. Here's Dieters. Shot clock at 9. Dieters inside the three-point line. Players all over the floor. And not even around the basketball. It's just because there are two people in the vicinity. They're going to go to the ground. You know, Grammy is well known for the wrestling team. I think they're sharing the same gym and maybe the same water fountain. I don't know. Because this is a lot of contact happening. Benedictine will be coming to the free throw line where Kelly Stork will not hit on the first shot. So foul by the way on Anna Gosling. It'll be the fifth team foul. Anna's first. Second free throw. Kelly misses both. Rebound, Benedictine. BC will push it out on top. Dieter's three. No. Rebound Benedictson. Dieter's got her own rebound underneath the rim. Brings it back off on top. We're in the last minute now of quarter one. There's Owen. She'll come right. Dish over. Here's Hattie for three. Yeah! How about that? Hattie Gross for three. 21-13 Benedictine. 40 seconds left in the first. Grandview swings it to the left side. Peterson now into the lane. The kick across. It's going to be stolen by Nicole. Here come the Ravens. Dieter says, whoa, slow it down. We're going to run the clock. We're going to get one last shot. We're going to go in for the double-digit lead, maybe. Out on top is going to be Hattie. Over to Lily. Back out on top. Ravens go in motion. 12 seconds, 11, now 10 to go. First quarter, and we'll have a foul by Grandview. The hold is going to be on Peterson. It is going to be her first foul. And Benedictine, with 10 seconds exactly left in the opening quarter, coming to the free throw line. And Hattie Gross is going to step up there for BC. Her first one, runs around, no good. Ravens are 0 for 3 at the free throw line. Hattie's an okay free throw shooter, 21 of 29 coming into the game today, 72%. This one is good. So she has her fourth point of the game, and it's 22-13. But for Grandview, a chance to cut it closer. The feed left, the drive into the lane, turning, twisting, comes on top, 2 seconds, a collision, and we get a block on Kelly. So for Grandview, it will be a couple of free throws with 0.5. No, is it free throws? No, that was only team foul four. So they're going to have to put the ball in play with a half a second to go in the opening quarter. The inbound by Jones. The lob underneath. The shot at the buzzer. And she missed it. Uncontested point blank left, but the baseline right. No good. We've come to the end of an opening quarter. Been full of excitement, but full of action. And as we go to the second, it's the Benedictine Lady Ravens 22, Grandview 13.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's. Johns.
As we take a minute and recap the scoring in the opening quarter for Grandview, it's really not difficult. They've got 13 points. Anna Gosling has 11. And that means she's got help from one person, and that is going to be Saul Seth, and she has the other two. Warren Benedictine. We got a handful of players in the scoring column, led by Owen Dieters with 5, 4 apiece for Hattie Gross and Riley Brueggemann, 3 in the opening quarter for Kyla Fitzgerald, and 2 each, Diana Moser, Kelly Stork. Here we go. Second quarter on tap. A couple of teams at the top of the Heart of America Athletic Conference. 9-1, Grandview here at Benedictine. Benedictine has out-rebounded Grandview, and right now, the statistics, like the score, pretty much in the Ravens' favor. Here's Brueggemann in the lane, kicks it back off on top. Bauman, Brueggemann, everybody drops off, so she says, I'll just shoot that thing in, and does. Riley Brueggemann picking up her 7th points of the game, and Benedictine goes up and does it. It is 25-13, 9.5 to go in the first. Grandview will work the ball over to the right side. Davidson is back in. Back in into the lane. Looking for rooms. Galbraith. BC defense doing a nice job. They'll cut her off. bring it back on top. Shot clock at 4. At 3. The ball batted away. Here comes Brookman. Raymond with the steal. Brookman will drive. Coast to coast. Shot missing. Rebound Nicole. Shot good. Nicole scores. It is now 27-13 Benedictine. We are a minute into the second quarter. Grandview getting a little bit of pressure now. The ball goes over to the left side to Ottman. She'll go in off the block, put the shot up, put the shot in. That was nicely done by Ottman. BC back up court. Here's Owen. Goes in and up, gets knocked to the floor. That was Ottman picking up the foul. It is going to be her first. It's going to be the first foul of the second quarter by Grandview. And Ottman will exit the game. Free throw? No. Lady Raven struggling a little bit at the free throw line. They are now 1 of 5 this afternoon. Owen Dieters lines up the second one and gets it. So Dieters hits the free throw. It'll be her 6th point of the game. And Grammy comes up the floor trailing 28-13. This is BC's largest lead, up some 13 points. Here's a feed, the 14-foot jump shot, misses. Rebound Benedictine. Brookman coming down with the board. The jump shot, short. Rebound, Grandview. Racing up the court with it is Gosling. And she will go in, she will go up and miss the driving layup. Lots of contact underneath it. Grandview player, Hannah Gosling, throws her arms to the floor in frustration. She will pick up a foul. So far, Anna Gosling, personal foul. It'll be her 2nd. And Benedictine up the court. A 3. There it is. Tyler Fitzgerald, her 2nd 3. 1 in each quarter now for Kyla. And Benedictine has doubled up on Grandview. It is 31-15 Lady Ravens. The shot in the middle is up and missing. Rebound, Benedictine. Michaela gets it away. Riley brings it up. Gets a little screen, little box out help. Goes to Michaela. Looks good, but short. The long rebound, saved down by Grandview. Vikings make it away into the forecourt. 7:20 to play in the half. Driving coast to coast. The running shot. Gosling gets the bucket, draws the foul, coming to the line. And again, Anna Gosling now with 13 of her team's 17 points. So the foul is going to be on Benedictine. The free throw is up and good. So Gosling continues to be the bright light right now for Grandview. 7:10 to play. First half, and the Ravens pass in the middle, and the lamp is going to be up and good. 2 more for Fitzgerald, and she's got 8. 33-18. Benedictine in front. Falling away from 12. The shot misses. The rebound tipped out, saved by Grandview. They'll drive into the lane. No one in front, and the shot is going to be blocked. They're going to call Bauman for a foul and put Grandview on the free throw line. It'll be Davidson stepping up there. Amaya so far this afternoon is 0 for 1 from the floor. She's got no rebounds, no steals, but she has one foul. And now she's coming to the free throw line, going to get a couple of shots. Her first one is good. So Amaya Davidson throws that one in. She's a 77.2% free throw shooter on the year. This one, got them both. Her first 2 points tonight, or this afternoon, it is 33-20, Benedictine. Lady Ravens with the basketballs. Way over to the left side. It's going to be Mosier to Bauman to Brueggemann. Back door. The shot. Oh, it wouldn't go in for Mosier. That was great moving to the basketball and exactly the shot they wanted. Just didn't finish it. 6:15 to go in the half. Women's college basketball, the Ravens here at home in front by 13. Grandview. The three-pointer, uncontested, wide open, and good. Amaya Davidson quickly goes to 5 points, 33-23. And Grandview has cut this to a 10-point game. Here's Brueggemann, goes all the way in, throws up a kind of a wild shot, I'm sure hoping to have drawn a foul, does not. And a rebound coming out to Grandview. Smith will bring it up the floor. It's going to be batted away from her for a moment, but she's able to go back and recover it on the dribble and runs it into the forecourt to Ottman. Back out on top, they're going to go. Here's Davidson with it. Looks into the middle, finds no room there. Swings it over to Knock. Ravens very patient on defense. Now here's a long three. Gosling, no. Rebounded off the floor by Benedictman and Diana Moser. 5:10 to go in the first half. In the first half. 33-23, Lady Ravens. Here's Nicole, goes in, shot blocked. The ball batted away from Stork. And a good defensive play is given another opportunity here to Grandview. Inside, 5 to go in the half. To the right side, multiple steps, the shot comes up short. What we've seen here is a little bit of good offense and a lot of really good defense between these teams. And again, by defense, I mean aggressive play. To the left side, the shot goes up, and Brueggemann gets thrown to the floor, and they're going to say it's out of bounds off Brueggemann. So Brueggemann's sitting on the floor, looking at the official in some kind of a way. With 4.5 to go in the half, we're going to get our media break. Joseph, let's do it. 4.5 to go in the second quarter in Atchison, Kansas. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 33, Grandview 23.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville. And, of course, in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. We're down to 4.5 minutes to go in the first half of the ladies' game. 33-23, Benedictine in front. Right now, Lady Ravens hitting a 52% clip from the floor. And they're going to go to some full court pressure. Grandview is only 8 of 26, hitting 31% from the floor. Smith will bring it all the way down. Gosling will put it up for 3. The shot is going to be short. And coming into the game for the Lady Ravens, coming out of the timeout, is going to be Macy Edson. So Edson comes in. Here's Hattie from the baseline. Her 2-point shot won't go. Rebound, Grandview. Looking out of the court for Benedictine, they have one starter on the floor right now. Here's a 3 for Smith. Got it! And 4 minutes to go in the half. And Grandview battling back and battling back. It's now 33-26. Owen Dieters gets it to Moser. She'll swing it to the right side. Between the circles, Kyla. Fitzgerald back over to Owen. She'll go left side. Inside the block. Runner too strong. Gets her own rebound. Puts it on the floor. Crosses back over. And she's going to dribble it back out to the top. Comes out way up high, and then a miscommunication with Moser, and the Ravens are going to get another turnover committed. Fitzgerald out of the game. Nicole Stork comes back in. So it's Dieters, Moser, Gross, along with Edson and Nicole Stork. Grandview will run a little motion-type offense. Benedictine. Staying with the player, D. Pass goes way over to the right side. They'll pass up the long-range shot. Ottman will try to drive inside. No room for her. And here's a runner. It's going to be up, and it's going to be good. And for Grandview, that bunked by the tiniest player on the team, 5 foot 6 inch, Lily Smith. Benedictine now suddenly only up 5, and now we're going to have a Raven turnover. Offensive foul off the basketball by Hattie Gross. 33-28. And it is a 10-0 run right now for Grandview. Here's a pass in the middle, thrown wildly, and the Ravens are going to recover it. The skip pass to Dieters. She'll take it down the left side, comes out on top, Edson. Back over to Dieters. Stork. Notice the defender with her hand placed solidly on her back. The crossover layup from underneath is going to be missed. And the Ravens fortunate to be able to come up with the offensive rebound. 3-point shot missed. And a big collision. No foul. Letting them play. Players getting up off the floor as the ball comes up court. Here's Grandview. Trending only by 5. 2:15 to go in the half. Skip pass over to the left block. Back it in, spin, shoot, miss. Rebound Raven. Edson coming up with a basketball. BC up the floor. Dieters will take it down the right side. Being met by Smith. The pass in the middle again. Players from behind. No foul called. And Benedict and Hattie Gross turns it over. Hattie's struggling today. With a minute 58 to go in the opening half. From the left. Here's a 3. On his way. Perfect. And Grandview now on a 13-0 run. They have stormed back to be within 2 with a minute 45 to go before intermission. Ravens now hoping to be clinging to a lead when they go to the locker room. Edson will have it topside. Kicks it over to the right to Mosier. She'll look in, no room. Back out on top, Dieters. 11 on the shot clock. Owen steps left, backs away, straight away, 3, rolls and rolls, it goes in for Dieters. 36-28. That will stop that long offensive run by Grandview and put Benedictine back up by 5 with a minute 11 to go in the half. Vikings up top side. Gosling goes left, down low to Davidson. Over to the corner to Knott. Shot clock in single digits. Inside a minute to go in the half. Over to the baseline right. All alone. Set shot 3. Up, no good. Rebound tipped out. Saved Edson. Here comes Benedictine. Bad numbers. Dieters is going to take it all the way to the rack anyway and draw the blocking foul. And again, the diminutive Lily Smith is going to be whistled for the foul. And Benedictine with 46 seconds left in the half. Going to make a couple of substitutions, bringing Riley Brueggemann back into the game, bringing Kyla Fitzgerald back into the game. Owen Dieters is at the free throw line. She'll hit the first of 2. Second free throw does not go. Ravens struggling in this second quarter. Lots of time, 40 seconds. Coach Storr for Grandview on her feet, waving her arms, trying to get her team's attention and indicate what she likes to see being run here. The pass will come to the top. Not a lot of room. Nice defense, cutting it off and bringing it back on top. Shot clock at 6-5. Here's going to be the 3. What a nice shot from outside by Anna Gosling. It is 37 with that free throw. 37-34. Lady Ravens by 3. And now we will have a Grandview foul. 7 seconds left of the half. Got a Grandview player over here chewing on the ear of this official. She's trying to alert him, just being a helper, trying to alert him to something that she feels is going awry inside there. All right, let's see what BC does. Gross will bring it in to Brueggemann. 5 seconds. Launches a crazy 3. It misses. Offensive rebound, Kelly, or rather Nicole misses it. That was not a great way to end the opening half. However, Benedictine will take a lead into the locker room, albeit a slim one. We'll come back and report on that and summarize the opening half for you. The teams are headed on the floor at halftime, where it is Benedictine 37, Grandview 34.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meals steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
We'll be here in the Nolan Gymnasium, halftime of the ladies' game. And Benedictine, well, let's just be real honest, had a big lead, all right? I think 15 points is a pretty big lead. Well, they don't have that anymore. They do have a three-point lead, though. At halftime, Grandview has stormed back in the second quarter. Recapping the scoring of the ball game up to this point for Grandview, it is Anna Gosling and then a little help from everybody else. Anna was 17 of her team's points. She's done half of the scoring for Grandview today. You also have Amaya Davidson with 8 5 at a first half for Lily Smith, and Ava Solseth and Taryn Ottman each have 2. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 1 double-digit score already this afternoon. Owen Dieters with 10. Kyla Fitzgerald, 8, is 7 on the afternoon so far for Riley Brueggemann. Nicole Stork and Hattie Gross each have 4. And with 2 apiece, it's going to be Diana Moser and Kelly Stork. Looking at some of the numbers here real quick, Benedictine, again, started shooting really well and still have a respectable number at 44% at halftime on 14 of 32. Three-point shooting, these two teams are identical. Each team is 6 of 14 from 3 at 43%. At the free throw line, Grandview 4 of 4, Benedictine 3 of 8. Poor free throw shooting continues to plague this team. Benedictine has turned it over more than Grandview, 7 of 5. And Grandview has turned those 7 turnovers into 13 points, obviously capitalizing on virtually every one. Benedictine has taken those 5 turnovers, and they've got 5 points off of them. Total rebounds, a sizable margin for Benedictine, as they have a 26-15 rebounding lead, and on we go. But bottom line, Benedictine's lead, which had been 15 points, it was 28-13. Well, then, a 10-0 run trimmed that thing down. 33-28, and ultimately it is 37-34 here at halftime. Quick look at the fouls. Nobody in any trouble. Lady Ravens have committed hardly any personal fouls. Kelly Stork has 2. Nobody else with more than 1. And for Grandview, you have Smith with 2 and Gosling with 2. No other Grandview player with more than 1. Recognizing some of the former Lady Raven teams from great seasons past here this afternoon. And we're going to enjoy that happening. And then, of course, we're going to be back to bring you the second half of this ladies' game live on CAM Radio. And then at 4 o'clock, it'll be men's college basketball, BC and Grandview, a guys' game. But first, back we'll go to the studio. Halftime score here in the Nolan. Benedict at 37, Grandview 34. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's got a beautiful Saturday afternoon halftime.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion.
Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be back to the Benedictine-Graceland women's game in just a few minutes, but taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got tournament week coming up. On Tuesday, we will be announcing, well, on Monday, more than likely, we will be announcing on the MSC Radio Network what tournaments that we will be carrying right here at Hot Country 93.7. Join us Tuesday evening for high school basketball. Wednesday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball as the Ravens will be at Park in Parkville, Missouri. 5:30 is the tune-in time for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Coming up on Thursday as well, we'll have Coach's Insight. Coach's Insight is where we talk to the head coaches of Atchison and Marhill Mount Academy, ACCHS, and JCN. Join us for Coach's Insight immediately following the Sports Look broadcast. I'll be back in just a moment.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Taking a look at the Heart of America Athletic Conference and women's basketball, we've got a few games that have finished already. In the Clark-William Woods game, it was Clark on top, 81 to William Woods, 58. Missouri Valley beat Mount Mercy earlier today with the final of Missouri Valley 76, Mount Mercy 61. At the half, it is Graceland over Baker by 25-24. In the Peru State Central Methodist game, Central Methodist is leading at the half, 41-31. Missouri Baptist is leading William Penn at the half, 39-30. Park is trailing Culver Stockton, with Culver Stockton sitting at 41, the Park Ladies at 17. In this game, we've got the Lady Ravens at 37, Grandview Lady Vikings at 34. In the other two games that are being played right now in the heart of America Athletic, we find the men's teams, Clark and William Woods, with 4 minutes and 5 seconds left in the first, with Clark on top, 37-30. And about 4 minutes remaining as well in the Missouri Valley-Mount Mercy game. It's Mount Mercy 32, Missouri Valley 30. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy this afternoon with a chance of flurries. High of 19, northwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 8 above. High of 42, tomorrow a blend of clouds and sun. Lots of sunshine and dry Monday and Tuesday, mid-20s, Monday, mid-40s by Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Right now, it's cloudy and windy in downtown Atchison. The mercury is reading 16 with the winds that are 20 miles per hour out of the northwest and a relative humidity of 48%. It feels like negative 2 out there on the skin. If you go out, make sure that you're bundled up. The dew point is 0 degrees Fahrenheit, barometric pressure on the rise at 30.39 inches of mercury. It promises to get very cold tonight. Make sure that you leave those taps dripping.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couts live at the arena for the second half action.
Well, here we are, and welcoming you back to the Nolan Gymnasium. Getting set to go to the second half of the ladies' game, the first of our hoops double-header this evening on this afternoon on CARE Radio. as Benedictine hosting Grandview. Going to the second half, Lady Ravens cling to a 37-34 lead. Welcome back, everybody, and many thanks to Joseph, producing, engineering, doing the news, weather, sports thing. Joseph, well done, man. Thank you very much. Tom Kelton here, court side, out of the position, works the basketball to Grandview to begin the second half. Hey, we're underway. Grandview will try to back into the lane, twisting, turning. The shot is going to be blocked by Dieters. Offensive rebound, put back up, and a battle for the ball. And I'm trying to watch the players falling around out there. It's like that official clip that I saw today. I thought she was just going to fall over backwards with her arms up in the air, but it's going to be a turnover. Benedictine will come up court with the basketball. Half a minute into the second half. Ravens with their first possession. They lead by three. Here's a three. Brueggemann, boom, as quickly as that. Owen, brother Riley Brueggemann, will pick up the bucket. She's got 10. Lady Ravens go up 40-34. And a shot from the floor, a whistle, and a nice job by Brueggemann to take him to the punishment and drawing the offensive foul on Claire Galbraith. So Galbraith, foul number one, Benedictine. Back up front with the basketball. 9 minutes to play in the third quarter. They now lead by six. For Benedictine, the original starting five, Brueggemann, Dieters, Bauman, Stork, and Stork. For Caleb Bauman, no points yet in the game. Here's Brueggemann. They'll drive in. Two-handed shot on the running layup. It's good. Brueggemann, a dozen. And it's 42-34 BC. And the cross-court pass nearly got away. That was a great save by Davidson over there. Now cross-court at the baseline, and the Ravens are going to save it. That was an acrobatic play by Owen Dieters to grab the ball mid-air, flip it back into the court. And the Ravens are going to save a possession. 8:20 to go in the third quarter. BC with a basketball, three-point shot. She knew it was off the mark because she started running for her own rebound. And Dieters will lose the ball out of play. Checking back in for Grandview is going to be Lily Smith, the 5'6 freshman from Minnesota. Lily, I think she just kind of got one speed, and it's just full open and wild the whole time. And she just is zooming constantly. Shot clock at 19. To the right side, back and in, starting left, bringing it back to the free throw line. Grandview, no room. And here goes Lily, the three. Rebound, Brueggemann. BC up the court. It's a three-on-three. Over to the left side, Michaela will step inside. Push it back out on top. They'll feed to the five. Kelly turns and twists, and with the defender in front of her, puts the shot up and draws the foul. That was a nice play by Kelly Stork. And you got to remember, and you got to understand, Kelly Stork is a freshman. We're talking about a kid who's like 18 years old out here. She's going to get better and better and better over the next 3 years. She will come to the free throw line for Benedictine. She's a 74% free throw shooter this year. And puts the first one up and in. The personal foul, if you're keeping track, was on Ellie Knock. Second free throw. Got them both. So Kelly picks up a couple of more, and Benedictine goes back to a double-digit lead. It's been a good start to the second half for the Lady Ravens. They have outscored Grandview 7-0. Here's a three left side. No rebound. Brueggemann. Brueggemann up the floor. Almost, and does take the running three. That one dips out. And a rebound over to the left side. Here comes Davidson. She'll race down the court. One hand push pass to the top. Back over to the edge, trying to get inside, no room. Here's Anna with it. Gosling cuts back to the left, goes into the lane, goes into the corner. They'll reverse the ball over to the wing. The two-point shot misses. Rebound, Kelly Stork gets a little hug from behind. No official whistle. Benedictine back up court. Here's a driving shot, and we're going to get a foul on the floor committed by Grandview. It'll be the third foul, according to my book, on Claire Galbraith. kind of interesting. 6:47 to go in the third quarter, so we're, what, 3 minutes and 13 seconds in. Grambling was still no points in the second half. And the Christian of the second game, thank God everybody's set kind of where they want them. Inbound, it comes to Kelly, bounces right side, back door goes Nicole, misses a shot, rebounds on the floor. Nicole is on the floor, and Grambling coming up court with it. Here's a three right side, wildly to the left, picked up by Dieter. There are quite a few Grambling fans here if you look in the visitor's seating typical area. Here's a driving shot missing. Nicole in trouble, scoops it over to the left side. Michaela for three, misses the shot. Long rebound, Dieter's. BC will reset. 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine with the basketball here in the women's game, leading it by 10. Shot clock at 11 seconds. The feed to the right block. Kelly Stork twisting and turning, is triple teamed and will turn it over. Knocked hard to the floor. Three defenders surrounding her. Now the ball is going to be slapped away and batted from Ottman. Ravens have touched it last. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Grambling will put it in play, and it's going to be Smith over here. Way out top side. Grambling has the ball batted away by Dieters, and with this, it came off Gosling. The official's right there says, no, it came off you. But that was a pretty good defensive play to get in there and get a hand on that thing and dislodge it that way. Grambling will put it in again. Smith comes up on top to Ottman. Shot clock at a dozen. On the left side, Jamerson twists and turns and backs in and shoots and gets the bucket. Amaya has 10, and she has the first point of the second half for Grambling. 44-36, Ravens in front. And again, a Benedictine player knocked to the floor. Here comes Grambling. Down the left side, Gosling has the ball, batted away. Knocked away by Stork, picked up by BC. Here comes Owen. Dieters has it, in trouble, kicked it back to Michaela. Bauman to the top. Quickly back over to the right side. The shot clock at a dozen. And as a reverse layup underneath, bounces, doesn't go. Stork refollows it up. No. Now it's on the floor, and we're going to get a jump ball called. And here's the thing. I'm going to come right out and say this. It may be a generational thing, but the game here in the girls' contest so far this afternoon has been a little less orderly than I'm accustomed to seeing, and maybe have grown up and for many years have watched seeing. It's a little more chaotic on both sides of the court, and I'm not sure if that's by design or by accident, but whatever it is, we're going to get a timeout taken, and we're going to enjoy a break. Joseph, there are 4 minutes and 53 seconds to go in the third quarter of this women's college game between the two top teams in the conference, the Heart of America Athletic Conference. It's Benedictine 44, Grambling 36.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Put the ball in play, and again, it is a alumni day here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Team's being recognized for the ladies at halftime of their game. Similarly, that will happen for the guys' game. It's good to see a lot of familiar faces and old friends coming back in here today. One of the highlights of any season. Grambling will put the ball in play with 4.5 minutes now to go in the third quarter, trailing by 8. Grambling has 2 points so far in the third quarter. And here's a shot from the outside that's going to more than double it. 3-point shot launched and hit by Anna Gosling. She's got 20. 20 of her team's 39 points. And I'm not sure it's really good when you have to lean on a single player to give you more than half of your scoring. And it doesn't say a lot for balance, but it says a lot for how well Anna Gosling plays. And it is no wonder she's a first-team all-ballot performer. 44-39, Benedictine. Owen Dieters will take it in. The BC freshman kicks it out on top. Moser goes left side. Hattie goes up. Nicely done. Hattie Gross. It'll be her, sixth point of the game. 46-39. We go inside 4 minutes of play in the third. We're in Atchison, Kansas. Sunny and bright and very, very cold. About 15, 16 degrees outdoors at tip-off for the ladies' game. I think it's going to make it colder as the day wears on. Pass comes out on top to Davidson. She'll start the right side. She's a hard dribbler. She pounds the ball to the floor. And as she goes into the lane, the jump shot is underway and won't go in, but she gets fouled by Hattie. So for Hattie Gross, it'll be her second foul of the ball game. For Benedictine, it'll be the first third quarter foul. Conversely, Grandy has committed four, so BC's going to be shooting free throws for the rest of the third quarter. Free throw here, rolling, goes in. Amaya Davidson, 3 of 3 at the line, now with 11 points. One more shot coming up here for the sophomore, the senior from Urbandale. Hits them both. 46-41. Again, the Lady Raven lead whittled down to 5. Peters goes right side to Gross. Couple of old TVL opponents coming together here at Benedictine. From the top, Kyla. She says she was fouled, and she had to have been, because Kyla's way too good to miss a shot by about 8 feet. And she will be coming to the free throw line for 3 free throws. The foul is going to be on Grandview's Solset. So Eva Solset fouls, and the first free throw is up and good. Looking for free throw number 2 for Kyla. Does not go in. And here comes free throw number 3. It would make for her 10 points this afternoon. She'll send it right in there. So 10 points for Kyla Fitzgerald. 48-41, Lady Ravens. 3:10 to go in the third. Still with the ball in the backcourt. It's going to be Grandview. Here's Smith. She'll accelerate across in front of the scorer's table and down toward her team's bench. And here's Grandview putting it in play. Out on top with it. That's Gosling. The shot from the left for 3 spins out. Ravens will rebound it down. Kelly Stewart clears it away. Has to pull a ponytail out of her eyes, and now she can come into the forecourt. Back over to the right side, back and in. It's going to be knocked away from Fitzgerald. And as she tries to save it, she will commit a foul. So it'll be Kyla Fitzgerald picking up her first foul of the ball game. Benedictine with team foul 3. Nicole's going to come out of the game, and Owen will come out of the game for the Lady Ravens. They're going to get Kelly back in. They're going to get Moser back in. 2.5 to go in the third. Into the corner. Uncontested 3 is off the mark. Rebound tipped and tipped away, and Grandview will control it. Back out of top of the come to Gosling. Over to the right side. Slipping in. Smith shot up. No rebound. Cleared away by Fitzgerald. Here comes Kyla. And Grandview defends all the way up the floor. They don't just break to the other side. When you come down with the ball, they are going to be swarming you until you get that thing up court. The shot from the outside, Fitzgerald, no good. Here comes Grandview. And with a 5, driving it into the forecourt, how about Eva Solset handling the basketball up court for Grandview? Inside 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Grandview, the long 3, way short. And a rebound will be cleared down. Rugerman. Minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Bergman will back into the lane. Flips. Falls is able to deflect the ball. Kick it over to Hattie. BC will reverse it to the left side above the block. Kelly will go in, be grabbed by the arm and thrown to the floor, and it's going to be another Grandview foul. The whistle is going to put Benedictine at the free throw line as Karen Ottman has her third foul. Ravens are in the bonus, and that is going to put 74% free throw shooting. Kelly Stork at the line, and her first one is good. Kelly, not a ton of points tonight. That is only her fifth point of the evening. Second free throw is not going to be good. Smith rebounds it down. Here comes Grandview. The kick over to the right side, and here's a baseline three. That's way strong. Rebounded down off the fly by Kyla Fitzgerald. Minute 20 to go in the third quarter. Ravens have a basketball and an eight-point lead. Looking to once again go up double figures. Hattie will hit for the baseline. Goes in against a couple of defenders. The shot misses. She'll get her own rebound. Hook the pass right out into the hands of a defender. Flying up with it is going to be Davidson. She will power move her way to the right side. Out on top, Gosling to the straightaway three. Short. Rebound, Benedictine, and Kelly gets tripped and knocked to the floor. No foul called. Ravens are fortunate to be able to scoop up that loose basketball. The shot for the Ravens for three misses. Hattie saves it down. Gets it to Kyla. Into the lane. The feet across. The shot. Up at the baseline. It's good, and it's a plus one. Superb movement of the basketball. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Ottman. I've got her for four. And she's going to exit the floor. And coming to the free throw line, a chance at a three-point play for Benedictine's Kyla Fitzgerald. Today, Kyla is 2 of 3 at the line. That one's right there. It is 52-41. 40 seconds to go in the third. And a little contact, and Kelly will pick up a foul. I'm a little mystified how sometimes somebody can get tackled or thrown to the ground, or sometimes you can graze by a player. Either way, it's likely to be whistled. So it's been difficultly inconsistent for me to keep track of when to anticipate a foul being called here. 34 seconds to go in the quarter, 22 on the shot clock. Grandview will bring it in. They'll lob it to the 5 at the free throw line. Kick it back out on top to Maya Davidson. Twisting, turning off the block. It's going to be batted away and stolen by Benedictine. Excellent defense by Nicole and the Ravens with plenty of time. Coach Chad on his feet saying one shot. 18-17 across midcourt with 15. Here's Brueggemann. Speeds up the play. Starts down the lane. Stops at the block. Falls away. Puts up a shot that's not real pretty. The ball batted around, batted around. Grammy's going to have it. They'll have a chance. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. The shot at the buzzer. Not too good. It's not good. And we're going to take a break. Three quarters are done in the ladies' game. We'll be back here in the Nolan. Going to the fourth quarter. It's the Benedictine Lady Ravens 52, Grandview 41.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Going to the fourth quarter in the Nolan Gymnasium, and as we had hoped for and kind of expected, the crowd continues to fill in, and the number of people here today continues to grow. And again, it's good to see a lot of people on hand for Alumni Day here in the Nolan Gym. The statistics hot off the press. Look at that incredibly dry. Benedictine right now hitting 37% of their shots. Grandview hitting 29% of theirs. I would like to think that is really, really good defense that's bringing us those kind of numbers. All of the possession, Lady Raven basketball, and Benedictine is going to have its original starting five out there to begin the fourth quarter. It is going to be Brueggemann, Dieters, Bauman, Stork, and Stork. Back it away with it is going to be Owen. She'll come to the block, turn, and shoot. Rolls across the rim. No good. Rebound, Davidson. Here comes Grandview. It's Davidson, Smith, Knox, Gosling, and Peterson. I'll tell you right now, the two players they cannot live without are probably Smith and Gosling. Although, here's a three knocked down by Peterson. Nice long range shot. And Ava, that is your first point today. It's 52-44. BC comes back out on top. Kelly Stewart over to Michaela. Bauman cross court. 3-point shot, wide right. Rebound is on the floor, and Bauman not able to get to it quickly enough. It's going to roll out of bounds down to the baseline, and the Ravens are going to turn it over. A minute gone in the fourth quarter. And Grandview will walk it up the floor with Anna Gosling. I mean, she has been every bit as good as we remember her being. She is a returning first-team all-conference selection. Ravens shot. Raven defense comes away with a rebound of the missed shot. Anna Gosling averaging 17-6. A game fourth in the conference. Beautiful backdoor pass. And then Michaela not able to finish it. Here comes Grandview. Back up the court is Davidson. 8.5 to go in the game. Gosling goes three. Nope. Rebound BC. Kelly will hand it over and Brueggemann will bring it up the floor. Right now these two teams are just running up and down. Taking quick shots. And not really running the offense, just taking a shot the first time one becomes available at 8:10 to go in the game. BC by 8. Look at him reach in and slap with the ball. Just full hand, underhand swings at it. In the middle, Kelly, she brings the ball down. The defense runs in there, rips it free, and it's loose on the floor. Picks up Grandview. And the upcourt pass stolen back by Michaela. That was an alert defensive play by Michaela Bauman. 7:50 to go. In a game that will determine who's on top of the conference tonight. 52-44, Lady Ravens. And Kelly has it. Stork to Nicole Stork. The sisters from Adel, Iowa. Brueggemann bounces. Here's a three.
Whoa, what a shot, Kelly Stork from outside.
Kelly Stork hits the 3-point shot. And coming into the game today, she's 3 of 7. She shot 7 3-point shots all year long. And here's a quick shot on the other end. It's going to be up and good. And Grandview does not fold up with 7 minutes to play. They get back to within 9. It's 55-46. Topside with it. BC, Brueggemann to the free throw line. Goes from there, knocked it down. Riley Brueggemann. 57-46. Benedictine back up again by 11. 6:40 to play. BC for those starters out there. We're going to get Kyla Fitzgerald to check in. Fitzgerald from Australia. Now they pass anticipated. Brueggemann steals it away. Gets it to Michaela. Ravens a 3-on-1. Michaela goes left side. Nicole goes up. Hits the shot. Draws the foul. Coming to the line for a chance at 3. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Grandview, and it'll be Ava Peterson. For Peterson, it is going to be foul number 3. And Nicole Stork, who really hasn't had a huge offensive day today, hits a big shot right there, putting her team up by 13. 6:24 to go in the contest. 59-46. The free throw hits the back, kicks away, no good. Lady Ravens by 13. Grandview with the ball. Still very dangerous. Pass batted away. It's going to go out of bounds in the baseline. The official down there looking for some help says no. It's going to be Grandview basketball. You notice the official at the baseline was confused and immediately did what a good official does. Looks for help out of the 28-foot line. And that official over there who's watching the far sideline said, yeah, it's going that way. It'll be Grandview ball. Smith will inbound it. Gosling will take the pass. Playing off the screen, side to side. Pulls it up. Swings it over to the left. And we get a whistle. Did we have a foul on Kelly? Or rather on Nicole? We do. Nicole Stewart. Just like 6:04 to go. Time beginning to wind down, but it'll start moving faster and faster here in a minute or two. We get down to around 4. Here's a baseline 3, way too strong, and a rebound, Nicole Stork. And Benedictine going to walk it up for Grandview, going to go back and set up their defense at the top of the key. Smith on Brueggemann. Bounce pass to the block. The running shot missing for Fitzgerald. Back up with it will come Grandview. 5.5 to go in the game. The bounce to the block. Twisting and turning of the lane. A little travel to whistle. Pass comes way back out on top of the high post. Over to the right for Davison, who misses. And the Ravens are going to rebound it back down. Davison backpedals up the court faster than most people run. That was pretty impressive. 5:20 to go. Here's Brueggemann with a left-hand dribble, works it around clockwise. Michaela, the feed the back door, and Nicole misses the shot. She knows she was not going to get that too. She was a little off balance, didn't have the focus. The runner on the other end does not go in. However, a Raven foul is going to be called.
Labor number 23,
the foul is going to be on Michaela. And for Benedictine, it's only a couple of team fouls here in the fourth quarter. Even more remarkable, Grandview, who's fouled a lot in this game, is only one fourth quarter foul, and we've got 5:01 to go in the game. Coming to the free throw line for Grandview, it is going to be Lily Smith. Lily has been an inspiration to her team as she's come out of the floor. She's not really scored a lot, got a half a dozen points or so, but she has brought them a lot of energy and a lot of vitality. Second free throw, no. Rebound pulled down by Moser. And here comes Benedictine. 59-47 Lady Ravens, inside 5 minutes to play in the game. For Benedictine, let's see if they can get patient, get some very high percentage good looks. Michaela to Brueggemann. Shot clock still at a dozen. Brueggemann working in front of Davison. Here's Kelly to Brueggemann. Lots of contact. Brueggemann falling away. A three up and missing. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds off the shot to Grandview. Rankings are going to go to the bench, and they'll bring Ellie Knock back into the game. But first, we're going to get our final media break of this contest. And we'll take it right here. 4 minutes and 29 seconds to go in the ladies' game. Prince Benedictine 59, Grandview 47.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
We're talking about generational things. You're playing a game here, and I would have thought that everybody on the planet knew that song, but some of you realize that song's only from, what, 1999? Farther than that? 92? Yikes. So anybody who remembers that song from 1992, you're not as young as you used to be. I'm just going to let you know. 4:29 to go in the ladies' game, and Benedictine here at home in the Nolan Gym is in front. The winner of this one will be on the top of the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and the loser, they will not any longer be there. Two teams tied for the top spot. Here's Grandview coming out of the timeout to the baseline left. Here's way out on top to Davison. Goes to Gosling. Back around to the right side. Ottman still being very, very patient, running the shot clock down to nine. And we're going to get a jump off. For a minute, Dieter thought she got called for a foul, and she was really upset as she had reached around to secure that ball. She tried to steal the ball from behind. She came and had a bear hug on Anna Gosling. It's a jump ball. With 6 seconds left on the shot clock, Granby will be putting it in play at their baseline. 4:05 to go. Coach Storr on her feet down here. She's working harder than her players. Comes out on top, 3 seconds on the shot clock, two, and a desperation shot, and they're going to call a foul on Moser. Well, there's a tough break for BC as the shot clock was going out. Grandview is going to be coming to the free throw line, and they'll be stepping up there with Eva Patterson. Eva is a 57% free throw shooter and misses the first one here. One more shot coming up for the 5'9 sophomore from Superior, Wisconsin. She only averages 1.7 points a game, and she hit a three a little while ago, so she's well beyond her per-game average. The second free throw, not even close. So she's going to get one more shot. The odds would say she hits this one at 50%. She's missed her first two. This one, no, she'll miss them all. But there's an offensive rebound by Grandview. They're going to keep the ball alive. Inside 4 minutes of play. 18-foot jump shot up, no good. Rebounding it down, Benedictson. Fitzgerald coming up with a basketball. Lady Ravens are going to race it up the court. Moser, uncontested, drives in, goes up, hits a driving layup. Diana Moser's first points of the game. 61-47, and the Lady Ravens in a pretty good spot now with 3.5 minutes of play. Grandview has Davidson on the right side, guarded by Bauman. The ball stripped out of her hands. Players all over the floor. We got a scrum of the loose basketball. Picked up by Benedictson. Here come the Lady Ravens. Bauman, one on two. Everybody else still on the floor in the backcourt. Michaela goes to Owen. This thing's gotten really out of hand. It'll go to the baseline right for Moser. 3-0. Rebound out of play. It is Grandview basketball. 3:09 to go. Jack, are you listening over there? Okay, good man. Just checking. Just making sure he had that pencil sharp over there. That's good. 3 minutes left. Benedictson. This is going to be a big win for these Lady Ravens. Pass over to the left side. Grandview will look deep into the middle. Back away. They're showing a lot of patience. And then a long shot that misses. Dieters rebounds it down. Coach Folsom on his feet trying to slow his team up. 2 minutes and 45 to go. Lady Ravens with the basketball, leading it by some 14 points. Moser skips it over to the left side of Bauman. She'll reverse the direction. Fitzgerald back to Dieters. Kyla goes right side. Moser. They'll feed underneath. Driving across. Going in. Kelly gets grabbed and spun to the floor. And she will come to the free throw line. No, wait. She will not. That's one of the second team fouls. Usually Grandview's got so many more fouls than this. Only two Grandview fouls. So the Ravens will have it in with the shot clock reset to 20. And look at Kelly down there. Her defender's got arms literally at her waist hanging on to her. Little baseline Raven jumper. No. Dieters gets her own rebound and follows it home. Owen Dieters. That's her first point of the second half. With 2 minutes and 15 to go, Benedictson has opened it up to a 63-47 lead. Down the right side of the lane. Vikings comes out on top. And right now, Grandview is just going to have to hustle it up, and instead they're going to turn it over. Lady Ravens in control of this thing. Doan Dieters will walk it up the floor. 1:50 to go. The crowd beginning to feel it. This is going to be a huge win for Benedictine this afternoon. We got a guy's game still coming up here on care. Michaela comes out on top. Kyla, shot clock at 7. Moser will cut down the lane, feed to the middle. The ball gets away, but the Lady Ravens were able to take 40 seconds off the clock, and we've got a minute 20 to go. Benedictine by 15. Coach Folsom going to get a couple of his starters back out there just to shut the door on this one. The feed to the top, a bit of a head fake, passing up the three, driving in and putting up the two. It misses. Hooper going to get a foul on Fitzgerald. We are down to 74 seconds left. Kyla Fitzgerald's second foul. Fitzgerald and Mosier will check out, and Benedictine is going to end the game with the same five on the floor that began the game with Riley Owen, Michaela, Kelly, and Nicole. But first, we're going to get a timeout taken by Grandview. Let's do it. Taking a break. A minute 14 to play in the ladies' contest. It's all Benedictine, Lady Raven 63, Grandview 47.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Here at the Nolan Gymnasium, the Benedictine Pep Band striking up a snappy tune there in the background. We're down to the last 1:14 to play in the ladies' game. Don't forget the men's game coming up after this one. We're supposed to get that started at about 4 o'clock, and you know what? We're going to get it on time here today. That's kind of always a bonus. Here comes Benedictine with Riley Bergman and Owen Dieters, Michaela Bauman, Kelly Stork, and Nicole Stork coming to the free throw line for Grandview. Stepping up there is going to be Karen Ottman. Karen has no free throws yet today. She's a 72% shooter on the season. The first one, however, is up and quite short. She'll get one more shot. Grandview is the team at the free throw line, 7 of 11, now 7 of 12. Second free throw is good. Neither of these teams was going to win a game at the free throw line today. Benedictine is 9 of 17. That's like barely half. BC across the timeline. Dieters down the left side. Doubles up. Braves are going to bring it back out on top. 1 minute to go. BC. Dieters goes right. And she gets bumped pretty hard. No whistle. Gets it to Kelly, to Owen. Shot clock at 3. Dieters will fire it up. Miss it. And rebound rolling around. Michaela brings it down. Out of Blair, Nebraska, Michaela. BC will roll it again. 35, 34 seconds to go in the game. The shot clock at a dozen. Cutting it to the right side out of St. James Academy. The ball is going to be knocked away. And here's the shot to the left. There's Salvin to the outside for a three. Her first points today. 66-48. Three-pointer. Grandview, no. Rebound. Stork. She'll bring it up the floor a little bit herself. Kelly's not even going to come up. I hope she's okay. She looks like she's banged up a little bit back here. And the Ravens are just going to finish it without her. Dieters will wrap it up, and the final score this afternoon in the Nolan Gymnasium. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 66, Grandview, 48. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amber Well Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner.
with their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets. There's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Back to the here in the Ralph Dolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus, where the men's teams are out of the court warming up for what will be game 2 this afternoon. Let's take a little look back at the big Lady Raven win a moment ago, and I would love to talk to Coach Folsom. I have a couple of questions I'd like to know the answer to. Number one, what did they do differently in the second half with regard to Grandview and Anna Gosling? Okay, last season, first team all-conference player, unanimous. Okay. Today, she had 17 at halftime, was unstoppable. She got 20. She got a 3 in the second quarter and nothing in the fourth quarter, and the Ravens absolutely shut her down in the second half. I'm curious how they did that. And then Benedictine, when they are looking to hang on and, you know, preserve the win, they limit Grandview to 7 points in the fourth quarter. And those 7 points, 2 shots, a 3 and a 2, and then 2 of 7 at the free throw line. So for Benedictine, the defense was spectacular and better as the game went on. And let's look at the scoring for you. First of all, for Grandview, leading the way, even though she had 20 at halftime, here 17 at halftime, Anna Gosling's 20 points still the leading scorer for both schools. Gosling with 20, Davidson with 14. 6 on the afternoon for Smith. You had it quickly, it drops to Peterson and Ottman with 3 each and 2 for Solstad. For Benedictine, leading the way for the Lady Ravens, it was 14 this afternoon for Riley Brueggemann, 13 for Kyla Fitzgerald, and a dozen for Owen Dieters, as once again the Lady Ravens placed 3 athletes in double-digit scoring. 8 today for Kelly Stork, 6 for Nicole Stork, 4 this afternoon for Diana Moser. It was a 3-point day for Michaela Bauman. And Hattie Gross, well, she knocked in a half a dozen also. So for Benedictine, the record improves. They are now 14-5 and 10-1. In the Heart of America Athletic Conference, Grandview will fall to 12-7, and they go to 9-2 in the Heart. We won't get a chance to visit with Coach Folsom. We'd like to, but he's got so many players and people that he's got to talk to. He let us know before the game that he was not going to be able to do that today. So we look forward to catching up with him in the very near future. Again, the final score in the ladies' contest this afternoon, Benedictine 66, Grandview 48. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the guys' game. Men's basketball coming up here on Care Radio in about 16 minutes. But right now, we're going to kick it back to our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. He'll take good care of you.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.